How many times do we go through life making decisions lightly and doing the things that seem best to us, either because it suits us or because the experiences of life we consider that is to be the right thing to do? But how many times do we go to God through a prayer to ask for His intervention or to give us wisdom or to tell us what to do? Unfortunately, very little. Usually, we run to God when we find ourselves in the middle of the crisis or in the middle of the problem, after we have made decisions. However, God's love is so great that He is faithful and has nothing against the fact that many times we seek Him when we are in need. We all come to God for a need. There is no problem with it. The problem is when it becomes part of our daily life. We receive God as a Savior, but as a Lord, there is still some doubt. That is why meditating on this word that I want to share with you, perhaps you are not going to take it as a word of encouragement. Perhaps you are going to say, today the pastor is scolding me. But it's not about that. It is about us understanding that God is not just a part of our life that helps us solve life's problems. We must understand that God must be life itself, in which we trust, in which we abandon ourselves. That God must be part of all the decisions we make. Let's take it and let Him be the one to guide us. That's why in Luke chapter 6, the Lord speaks to all those who were listening at that time. And in verse 46, it is a word that perhaps they did not expect and that confronted them. Jesus says the following, so why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when they don't do what I say? Only this small text should lead us to reflect on the attitudes with which we face life and how many times faced with these decisions we have left God out of the equation. Jesus was saying to them, you follow me, you are listening to the word, and you say Lord, but I am really your master. To see when I consider someone to be a master or when I decide to accept that someone rules over me, I am accepting the submitting to His authority. And that is why I call Him Lord. When I recognize God as Master, I am expressing the following to Him. You know what, Lord? Do you know what, God? I consider that You govern. I believe in Your serenity. I believe I am determined to do Your purpose and Your will. I renounce what I think is convenient. And from this moment, I want You to do in my life as You have to do. I want to be obedient to You. So it is not enough just to call You God, Lord, but those words express that our actions are also speaking. Unfortunately, many times we are not people who speak and do the same. That is, many times our words are different from what we express through our actions. And it is useless that we congregate in one place, that we like to hear a beautiful word. We raise our hands and say, Lord, I love You. But then we lower our arms, and after an hour or two, we have to make decisions. We decide to do what we want. God's words were given so that you can learn to live, and are the most beautiful advice that the Lord gives us. But I want to ask you a question, and I want you to be sincere so that you can answer it today or answer it to yourself. How many problems or complicated circumstances have you gotten into because you have not accepted the advice from God? How many headaches could you have avoided if only you had heard the voice of God? if you had not turned your back. If only this advice that you listen to daily, you will keep it in your heart and make good decisions. Sometimes we do not do it because it is difficult for us to surrender to authority. We like, forgive my expression, like to have the upper hand. We like to continue doing what we want. And when someone comes to tell us that it's not the right thing, we simply discard it because we consider it out of the loop, because we consider that he doesn't know me, because we consider what I think from the past experiences, that is how it happens with God. Unfortunately, today you accepted a word of encouragement, but if you look at it from the right perspective, God loves you and is teaching you to remember how important it is to listen to his voice before making any decision. Sometimes we still get to the point of questioning, why, my Lord? And why do you allow all this to happen? But we do not realize that before all this happened, everything started. Many times, or most of the time, it all started with a decision that we had to make, from which we did not ask God to direct us or to show us which was the right path. That is why Jesus continues to speak to them and says, do you want to know what is to bear fruit or good fruit? Do you want to know if you really follow me and I am your Lord? Because it is easy to call God Savior, save me, but it is difficult for us to surrender to his will, even when we do not understand it. We will let God to sit with us and give us an explanation. Let's see, what are you going to do in my life? Explain to me first to see if I allow it that way. And that's not what it's about. So Jesus tells them in verse 47, I will show you what it is like when a person comes to me. He hears my teachings and then he follows it. A person who calls me Lord, Jesus is telling him, a person who recognizes me as his master, who listens to my teachings and follows me, will be like a person who builds his house on a secure foundation. That when the difficult seasons arise, that when the difficult times come, that when the water comes, that symbolizes those difficult times that hit your house harshly, your house does not fall, but remains, because the house is not supported by the walls, because the house is supporting as a foundation. And when you call me Lord, you are willing for me to be your base, for me to be your foundation. God, my beloved friends, has never promised us a car, a house, a scholarship. God has never promised us that difficult circumstances will not arrive. He promised to be there with us. Remember that God gave you free will. You choose. God respects that you're going to make your own decision in life. God respects, of course, but he has promised to be there with you. And it depends on us. We understand that he is there and listens to his voice, or silence his voice forever and continue doing what you want. If we continue to live life that way, I think you will have to buy a large pill, a bottle, because a lot of headaches await you. But if you make the Lord your base, if you let God really be your Lord and are willing to listen and do his will, I do not promise you that difficult seasons will not come. And whoever promises you, that is lying to you. But what I promise you is what he left is written. I will be there with you always. And just as I conquered, I am going to make you more than conquerors. That is why Jesus said, in the world, you will have affliction. But trust me, I have conquered the world. If he has already conquered, and we want to overcome, who else are we going to go to? Who else are we going to listen to? Who else should we learn from if not the Lord? Today, we must change our perspective of life and ask ourselves if really, when we receive Jesus and accept Him, only as Savior, or is He really being our Lord? Because if He is being our Lord, if that is what you really believe, then consider if you are listening to the Word. Are you keeping it? And are you putting it into action? Because if you only listen to it and do not put it into action, you are left halfway and you are still doing it your own way. Today, I just want to remind you of this advice. Apart from God, we can do nothing. My dear friends, apart from God, we can do nothing. Is God only your Savior, or is He also your Lord? We can fool ourselves thinking that we can call Him Lord and say Lord all the time. It is because that is really what we are living through. But in the end, we will always have the consequences of our actions because, okay, He saved us, but He is us. Is it hard for us to let ourselves be governed by Him? I finish with this. How many times has God told you no and you have chosen a yes? How many times has God told you to wait and you have despaired and you have made decisions lightly? How many times has God led you to be silent and you have gone against the grain to try to defend yourself? We can call Him Lord, but it is really what we are living through. I thank You, Father, for this word. Simple but necessary, because many times we need to be located and realize if we are living as we want, we can face every circumstance, every season, and keep complaining. Look for what is in the secret of success and continue thinking that what we are doing is correct when we do not even consult You. Today we need to understand that it is a decision we make not to let ourselves be governed by our own emotions, and that we are like a wave of the sea that comes and goes, but that we are planted on the rock that is You, willing and available to listen to Your voice and walk in Your truth, to be obedient, although many times being obedient leads us to moments that we will not understand. But staying there, being constant, knowing that even if we do not understand, You are in control and everything is fine. That is more important than all things. Help us to understand this word and put it into action, and let it renounce and resound in our hearts. And that from today, before making decisions and calling You Father, we are willing to listen to Your voice and to Your will. Help us, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channels, Just In Time Devotionals. A hug and blessings.